Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug and the only LAFC podcast where you have to listen to Amber by 311 in the stadium while you're doing the podcast. I'm Travis Helwig.
And I'm Darren Miller. And we are joined by
Vince LaRosa. And I feel bad for you guys. Man, that's a tough song. Like, talk about a major letdown. You guys are pumped up. You just won a big game. And they're like, hey, you guys need to just chill out a little bit. This is about
I don't know what you're talking about, Vince. Amber's the color of my energy right now. I'm feeling great.
Vince, if you could give us your happy foot, your sad foot, and what color your energy is.
I was actually
really great.
While I do that, I was going to ask Travis to tell us what he really thinks the color of his energy is, because I'm going to guarantee you it's not amber.
I would say like a forest green, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe like
not smoke screen green?
No, yeah, more like a Portland.
Oh.
Or honestly, what about Seattle? What if we think ahead?
How many greens are still in the playoffs?
Hey, I'm gonna ask you to just slow down there. We've only won one game. Just keep it there. Yeah, Seattle might be a thing, but let's not talk about them now. We have to play on turf in Vancouver first. My biggest takeaway from this is, honestly, this is like welcome to playoff soccer. Like, you got to see a lot of the things in practice that are very important in playoff soccer. Set pieces, how mistakes can become goals, and then just how when you score and when you can finish your chances, you can control games and you can really put teams away. So I think we learned a lot. You saw a lot in action of what we're going to see all throughout these playoffs and how important those three aspects are.
Now, Vince, you got to watch on television, and I saw a lot of people on Twitter that were very upset with Jesus Murillo after the first half.
Yep.
Now, would you say that Jesus saw their tweets in the second half? What do you think happened between the two? Because we just left that game in the playoffs winning 5-2, and I would say Jesus might be feeling good about himself after that second half.
I think he should. Look, he went into halftime and either, read his phone or just got cussed out by Steve Trundolo or maybe worse. Maybe they just let him go and sit and no one said a word to him. And he was like, okay, I know that's on me. But you have to give credit. Again, it's playoffs. You have to give credit to a guy that's able to turn it around, because in the second half, he was incredible. He was much better. His two errors do lead to both goals in the first half, but he zero errors second half and then gets a goal of his own. So he turned it around. You have to, I think, if you're going to, dock him for how poor he played in the first half, you're going to have to give him credit for how he turned it around the second.
Was that his first goal of the season? Has he scored this season?
I believe so. Yeah, I don't think he's been injured in and out of the lineup a lot. He hasn't been quite the, and LAFC hasn't scored quite as many goals as they did last season either. So, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Goal. Shut the fuck up, Vince. How dare you?
It's numbers. You can't argue
not
with the numbers.
Tonight.
Also, LAFC is bad now. So
no, that factor. Was everyone else. Everyone coming into this game that was like, I'm not even going to get excited for this. LAFC is not even good. Probably going to lose. And I'm like, What are you talking about? Like, seriously, what are you talking about? Vancouver's actually a legit pretty good team, but LAFC is still the defending champions. Yeah. And like we've been saying, and I've been saying all, you know, almost half the season is like, what team in the West legitimately scares you? I think the East is very good. And look, once you get to the final, we'll figure it out from there. But there's no team in the West that I think really matches LAFC when it comes to talent, top to bottom. I mean, LAFC subbed in Kellen Acosta and Mario. Like, who gets to make subs like that across the rest of the West? Like, this is legit. Like, this is a good team.
Yeah. I mean, I think to people's credit, I guess, I think this whole season has been a tale of, like, what version of LAFC is going to show up. And it's like, they were themselves tonight. And it's just, they've basically proven that it's not a given that they'll be themselves. But this is the real LAFC.
I do think when we have a week... If anyone's wondering why me and Darren keep looking off frame, it's because for the first time in forever, we're recording on two mics in the same room. So if I look over here...
You guys can't take your eyes off each other. What a bromance. I love it.
I tried so hard to just turn my camera to get to Travis, and there's so many cords. You would not believe how many cords there are.
The amount of tech we had to do to make this possible is true. There has to be an easier way.
There's absolutely an easier way.
I love that you guys immediately started fidgeting with everything as if, like, you guys are all like, oh, so much tech. And you're like, fuck it. Let's just move stuff around. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that we did this and then now we're fucking with it? Okay.
Yeah. Don't
Jeff
do
in
that.
The comments says, even Aaron Long as a sub is crazy. I know y'all hate him, but he's got that experience. I've never said a bad word about Aaron Long.
I'm not familiar with any sort of criticism. That
at least not tonight.
Love you against Aaron Long.
Let's get to some happy foots and sad foots because I think a lot of people want to hop on. Let me pull up my notes. I mean, the obvious happy foot that we all have to know is that this is the Ryan Hollingshead game. The best game he's played for us in his LAFC career. Not only played incredible defense, made some really great stops, got a brace in the playoffs. He had, six goals on the season? So he did a third of his season's goal scoring in the first game of this round of three. I think the obvious sad foot is that this is a round of three, which I'm excited we get to watch more games, but the energy just didn't feel like a playoff game in the stadium. I don't know how it felt on TV, but like people trickled in late. It just was not the, we got nervy at halftime when it became obvious that we might have to go to PKs or it might be, we might lose this game, but it didn't have that. I don't know when you have to win a game and you're at BMO, you feel that electricity. And I didn't necessarily feel that electricity during this game.
Yeah, 3-2-5 Drew brought it, as always. But the rest of us didn't quite do that. It was a 5 o'clock game on a Saturday.
Halloween. Spooky.
Yeah, it's Halloween weekend. Look, I had a barbecue I was supposed to be at. I had to cancel.
Was it a spooky barbecue?
No, it was just a nice barbecue. But, would have been nice.
Who has a party this weekend and it's not spooky?
Okay, probably. Right. I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
Any happy foots or sad foots? Darren or Vince, the other two people?
My happy
foot. Sorry, Travis couldn't join us tonight, so we got the robot in his place. I've been working on TravisBot 3000 for like 10 years now, but I'm really glad that he's up to par now.
My happy foot is maybe a not-so-obvious one in all the things that happened in a 5-2 victory, but I think, and I don't know if this kind of like registered for you guys watching, but LAFC's ability to either force Vancouver to pass backwards or to give the ball away after they lost the ball, like the counter press of LAFC was incredible tonight. Like it felt like every single time they lost the ball, it was either Vancouver trying to go quickly and losing it right back to LAFC or LAFC just forced them sideways. And a lot of that's effort. So you look at this LAFC team and we were wondering, a lot of people were wondering, are they still good? Well, regardless of that, they were still good. They put in the energy. They really put in a shift and really made it hard for Vancouver team that I think, at least on the commentary, like on TV, they were like, this Vancouver team knows they can beat LAFC. Like, they're going to go for it. And like, LAFC was just like, no, not today. Other than the airs, like, LAFC really just squashed them.
This is exactly the game that I was hoping they would have. Like, I think it was clear to all
Dave
of us.
Dave Denholm giving us the pump fist.
You can see Dave through the window of the other booth. He just maybe he just finished his post game shot. You want to come over? Okay.
We might get Dave Denholm maybe after
this. Hang out. We could see him. He was very excited.
Yeah, the energy was just, you're right, Vince. The energy was just there from the beginning. Tactically, I have no idea what the fuck's going on, but I saw you on the board before we got on fidgeting around with the pieces. Is there something you wanted to show us, or were you just making it look nice?
I was just trying to figure out from my aspect, because one of the things that was there happening in the first half.
Oh, it looks beautiful, Vince.
Oh yeah, how bad do I? How Jesus, this is horrible. One of the things I was just trying to figure out was if this is Ilya, like their ability to close that down in the first half. LAFC didn't seem to have a way to play through the middle of the field, so I was just trying to visualize like how Vancouver was doing that, and like when you look at it, just look how clumped like the middle of the field is. Like they had a good plan for that. And LAFC, I think in the second half, started to figure out some ways to create some angles, but the natural way in which LAFC set up was not necessarily conducive to being able to play through the middle. So credit to Vancouver, but a good adjustment by LAFC. And again, I was just trying to think, because when you're watching it, you know, you're trying to watch the ball, you're trying to see the runs and the movement. Sometimes it helps me to just kind of put together and say, okay, that makes sense why it was a little easier and bogus for big parts of the game.
Yeah, it just felt, I mean, the first half felt like we were in charge even when we weren't. Like, were those two mistakes, from your perspective, if Murillo didn't make those two mistakes, do you think they had anything going for them, Vancouver? Or do you think we had them under control?
I think it was under control. And when I say control just means you're dictating how the game is played. It doesn't mean LAFC was flying, because LAFC wasn't exactly getting chance after chance. But Vancouver's two shots on target in the first half, both were goals. Like, and one was because of a giveaway pass and buildup from Rio, and then a silly foul that leads to the set piece. But otherwise, can you remember a real moment where you were like, oh no, it was really just the two goals when they were dangerous in that first half?
Yeah. For sure.
We've got callers.
Both those goals were beautiful, I want to say, too. The Vancouver goals were pretty.
I think that's a first athlete's foot in a while. Let's call it an athlete's foot. Those goals were nice.
I had another athlete's foot, which was, where is it? Oh, incredible save before Hollingshead's first goal.
Hollingshead had that great header, great save, and he was like, wow, nice save. Okay, I'm going to score anyway.
I'm going to tap this past you.
In between his legs, too. Like, yeah, really tough angle.
LAFC Luke was the first person to call in. Luke, just making sure you're not driving.
I won't be in 4 minutes.
We're getting LAFC Luke audio here, which is totally fine.
Look, if you want to pull me in, it's in just like a phone 4 minutes, I won't be driving.
No, we're good.
No, we believe you right now that you're not driving. Go ahead and tell us your happy feet and sad feet.
I'm definitely not driving. So I think my sad foot, it's obvious to say Murillo. Like, man, those two those two plays in the first half, ugh. I think probably my biggest sad foot is that we have to go to Vancouver to do this all over again and play them for the sixth time this year. I just don't want to do that. My happy foot, it's maybe obvious, but look, like Ryan, yes, right place, right time with his goals. But Denis, that first goal, my word. He was just like, left, right. You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me. And then that second goal, how did that get through?
We're just so used to him being so good at this point.
Just right on the ground. The ball just was like, he gave it a little kiss and sent it off. And the ball was like, I got you, man. I'm gonna dodge everyone.
And like after that first goal, there was another shot that he took from like 25 yards out on the right. That I mean, people aren't going to remember it now because it didn't, like, you know, it went wide, but like it was a laser beam, and it was, if it had just been a few feet to the left, we would have been like, that's the goal of the year. I mean, it was such an incredible take. He was just like, I'm doing
the one where
this.
Someone got their head hit and they were hurt from it. You know what I'm talking about? Someone got their head hit really hard from one of Denny's shots.
I don't remember that one. Yeah,
that is a good point. Though there were a bunch of chances that we had, like we had some really great chances that didn't end up resulting in goals. But there was, there's another chance that Kike had that he probably should have passed to Denny, who was making a run last minute. Yeah. But it was still a great breakaway. Like there, they scored basically every chance they were able to score, they scored, and we had like a ton of chances that just didn't pan out.
In the first half, we had that Vela had that incredible chance where I've never seen him run that fast in my fucking life.
Gosh.
It was insane. And then decided at the last minute, I really got to hit this with my left foot instead of the obvious right foot tapping and fully whiff the ball. But I have never seen him run from the half line to the 6 yard.
It was like, you got to pass it to him. Look at that run. And then they did pass it to him, and he's the one who ended up blowing it.
Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen.
We've got a guest.
We've got a guest coming to the room. Please welcome.
Wait, but how is he going to – you guys both have headphones. How is he going to hear?
Somebody's going to have to help him. I don't know what to do.
Here we go.
Dave Denholm, the person who knows how to actually work. Hey. Actual technology.
Hey, Vince. What's going on? Hello, everyone.
Hi, Dave. Oh, you can tell Dave put in a shift.
That's my freaking hero, Dave Denholm.
Oh no, that mic's not working so hot.
You about to get?
Yeah,
you can go home to your beautiful
family. Sure, yeah. Happy Foot, good response in the second half. Certainly, despite losing two leads in the first half, I thought they played well, but Vancouver's always going to be tough, and they're always going to pressure. They're never going to give up. So I thought LAFC buried them in the second half. That's the Happy Foot. Sad Foot is losing the two leads in the first half. Of course, that's something they're going to have to clean up. Ryan Hollingshead talked to us in his post-game interview on the pitch. They didn't love that, certainly, and that's obviously good to hear. They know what they have to do. But I thought it was a great start and a fine-played game, especially when, again, you're playing the team for the second straight time. Vancouver really Vancouver's had a nice season. They're looking really good, but they don't have anything to fear. They don't have any kind of pressure, even though people know they've been playing well, and it's a tough matchup for us at the 3-6. It's certainly a more difficult 3-6 matchup, if you will, since we slid down into the third spot. So, but again, they don't have anything to lose. So it's always going to be tricky, and Vancouver's always going to make it difficult. So I love the response in the second half tonight, no doubt. And it was a deserved win.
Now, one question for you before we let you go, because I also know that you this isn't part of the thing that you get paid for. I heard you saying before the game that you don't hate this playoff format. How do you feel now that we've won this first leg about this playoff form?
No, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I understand why people might not like it. I like it just because I like MLS and I like a lot of games. And I want to see a team. Here's the thing. Why I like it. Now, you might not agree. You out there watching, you might hate my reasoning. The better team is usually going to win in the best of three. So we're the better team. So I don't want to maybe leave it to one of these referees in MLS. We all know how that can go on a bad, PK call or something weird. Generally speaking, I know there's going to be upsets. That's the way sports go. Generally speaking, the better team is going to win in the three legs over in MLS for sure. So now, again, will they change it next year? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, who knows? So don't fall in love with anything in this, in this iteration. But and here's another thing that people have to think about. I don't mean to sound like I'm shilling or a businessman or whatever. Here's the cold hard facts. Apple's paying a lot of money. They need inventory. They need more games. I'm not saying they demand them or anything. Maybe it's MLS's. I don't know. But you have to be realistic and look at it like, yeah, it's probably more opportunity.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
For inventory. I mean, that's the bottom line, And if you want Lionel Messi here, which we all do, and if you want to keep getting stars to come over with this money that's rolling in for they have to pay the bills. And that's the bottom line, And if that means that, you might be, maybe you're going to have to watch another 1-8 game that goes with, well, so what? If it's a third game, it's going to be incredible, really. So I don't have any problem with it. I respect if people do. I can understand. I truly can see the reasoning for a lot of the arguments. There are other, there are other maybe ideas that might be better. Certainly, I'm not saying this is the best idea, but I like it. Let's see more games potentially.
Dave, thanks so much for coming to hang out.
Absolutely.
Great to see you.
Always with you guys. Thank you.
We love you. And if this is our last home game at BMO, it's an honor to hang out with you.
Isn't that amazing? I was just telling my producer before the match, we could win MLS Cup, and this could be our last game at BMO this season. That is so weird, but yeah, it's entirely possible. So go black and gold. Let's hope that's the case, right?
I hope so.
I'll take it.
See you soon, guys. See ya.
See you,
Vic. See you in Seattle.
Bye, Dave.
So are you guys like two mics, one room right now?
Yeah.
We are. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Was the echo bad? Did we fuck that up with the echo?
No, it's not the echo. Your mic had been cutting in and out a little bit. I don't know what was going on with that, but it's good.
I ended up turning my mic off. We can get into the tech if you want. I think it ended up okay. Is that right?
Can
is
I
that
say how it, Dave Denholm, yeah, unbelievably.
If you cool. talk one more time about tech or you try to do something with the tech, I'm getting off here. I swear to God.
We spent half the day working on the tech for this show. So we've got a lot of other callers.
That says a lot.
Luke is still with us. Luke, do you have any other thoughts now that you've heard Denholm's take?
I mean, y'all said at the start of the show, but like Murillo giveth and Murillo taketh back. And I don't know what happened at halftime, but was so happy to see him make up for some of his errors in the first half. And truly, given the way that we've played Vancouver the last couple times, to see us basically dominate them, other than the couple Murillo errors for 90 minutes, gives me a lot of hope for what we've got in store here for the playoffs. So that's all. I'll leave it at that. Also, to be the heel of the show, I got to say, I don't know if we're going to make the playoffs this year, guys. It's really going to be a bad year for us.
Oh, my God.
Now, Luke, you haven't answered for your comment yet. We'll wait until the end of the playoff series where you said.
I don't want to answer for my comment until we know what happened in this first round. All right.
That's fair. Yeah. I think that's very fair.
Great to see you, Luke.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You for joining us, as always. Thank you. All right. Now joining it. Who was next?
I think we got to go with who we know we got to go with next. We scored 5 goals today.
Uh-oh.
That means we scored one more than 4.
There's an empty spot on the screen.
Please welcome to the show. All right, go ahead, Vince.
I was going to say, and on the final show of the season, we said that playoff goals count a little bit more, so we were actually lowering the bar, but LAFC said, no. We don't need you to lower the bar, so get him on here.
Danny's got to come with 3 nips tonight.
Please welcome Danny 2 nips to the show. Or sorry, Joey. Wait, why does it say Joey? Your name's Danny. Your brother's name is Joey.
All right. You have some questions to answer.
Danny.
You're both together, I'm
assuming? How you doing? Show us your nipples.
It's very, very dark there. But now it's very light.
It's radiant. You're radiant.
No one can blind us so much in the darkness like Danny Tunips. Thank you so much for joining us. Any happy foots and sad foots and happy nips and sad nips for you?
Oh, happy foot. The stash is back.
Absolutely.
Sorry, the playoff stash myself. That's a little ode to the hoeing stead.
It is contagious. We were in the press box here, and there's a couple. There's people on the team and the staff on the team. There are mustaches being grown out for the playoffs. That is that is happening.
Yeah, and then sad foot was when Denny Bouanga pulled a little Mario and he blocked a potential Chiellini goal.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
we couldn't see that from that side of the field.
Mario Gonzalez has trademarked getting in the way of like potential goal, like deciding to play for the other team. For
the signature move.
The speed. I mean, the amount that I want Mario to score is crazy.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. I mean, I would give up so much at this point. Don't ask me what I would give up because my answer would be devastating to anyone. I'll be internally and privately canceled amongst my family, I'm sure.
Uproar says, sweet victory nips, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate them. Joey, any happy Peter's ID from you?
Make it the thumbnail.
Oh, God.
I mean, come on. You got the fucking, voice, Dave Denholm. It's kind of like, you know, they're having all these, this could hypothetically be Giorgio Chiellini's last season, and this could hypothetically be Carlos Vela's last season, and none of that really matters when it comes down to it, and I don't know, the team seems kind of like they're clicking, like they're doing the right sort of things where you could see them making a run through the playoffs. So I don't know if they really got it in them, but I'm kind of feeling that positive, like, woo, this team could beat a few teams right here.
I am scared to say anything overconfident because I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, understood.
We look good. The thing that worries me more than anything in the playoff. No. I think that's I'll just say the only thing that I'm very scared about in the playoff is Seattle at home. Seattle worries me. Outside of that,
Lumen Field and the turf. Yeah, but, no, that's why we gotta be rooting for Houston. That's why we gotta be hoping that we get to host another playoff match. You know,
up the dynamo. Danny and Joey, thanks so much for calling in. We always love seeing those nips. God bless you.
Up
the foot.
Up the foot.
LAX Andy is joining us now. LAX Andy, thank you for being patient.
What terminal are you at?
Terminal 1 Southwest, always.
Wow.
He had that ready. I love it.
He's ready.
Walking distance to LA exit to the Ubers. It's perfect. Immediate sad foot was that the birria guy was closed tonight. Was really looking forward to that victory at Taco, but there was very nice lady very nice lady who was making some quesadillas with handmade tortillas. Accepted Venmo. Hit the spot. No complaints. And we got these great little rally towels to wipe my mouth with.
It was the worst quality towel I've ever touched in my life.
That was straight up a paper towel. They got something. They got graphics printed on paper towels. I will say, well, we love the club. We're big fans of the club. We've become friends with them.
Call Jacob has to pay them more. I think.
Yeah, maybe they need to call Jacob and get him up for some more money. Yeah, those were rough. The terrible towel, literally, when it comes to LAFC.
Any other happy foots or sad foot, Andy?
Happy foot, it was a lot. So that second Buong, I believe it was the second Buong goal in the second half. It was coming off a Vela free kick. I don't know. That play, like 5 seconds before Vela took that kick, I was sitting next to Taylor, a friend of the foot, and we were both like, why does Vela always take these shots? Like, can't Buonga take it? Like, why doesn't Buonga take it? And then, like, 5 seconds later, it was beautifully drawn up, a direct pass to Buonga, who had a beautiful goal. Was just very, very happy with that one. And I guess I'm just wondering, what are you guys thinking about? You know, I was a little anxious toward the end. I was wondering if we were going to pull Chiellini there to save up his feet. What's the plan, you think, for next week in Vancouver with Chiellini?
What do you think, Vince?
Good question. Vince, you have 8 days. Who actually knows things.
Yeah, 8 days between games. I don't think you have to worry as much. Now, if we were talking about, you know, a midweek game, then yeah, you really want to start resting guys. So I'm not too worried. George Jones himself has said that's usually enough time for his body to get right. So I think it's okay. I mean, it was smart to get Vela out when he did, but I think they're okay. Because when you think about that game, Andy, other than maybe one, I think there was the one time where there was like a little mix up because Giorgio made a bad pass where he really had to book it to get back. But otherwise, they just kind of were on the front foot the whole time. So I don't think Giorgio put as many miles on those legs in this game as maybe other games.
He played 90 in Vancouver last week on the turf. Do you think that's an indication that he will continue to play on turf in this postseason?
Yeah, I do. And I think one thing that they kind of brought up real quick on the broadcast, and I know Luke has brought it up, you're like, it's kind of a bummer to keep playing Vancouver over and over again. However, I will say that we're coming so recently off of playing on their turf. Seems like a good thing for LAFC, a team that like has to like get acclimated. Like, how many times have we seen them go and play on turf? And it's like, guys, that 45 minutes was garbage. And then by like the 70th minute, they finally got it together. I don't think that they're going to have that problem. So maybe that is like a silver lining of all this.
That makes sense. Thanks so much for calling in, Andy. And I hope you catch your flight.
Up the foot. Fuck Jeff Talk. Hire Vince.
That needs to be a t-shirt. Just that.
Just up the foot.
Up the foot. Fuck Jeff Talk. Hire.
Wow.
Wow. It's all the things we stand for.
Yeah. Everything. I mean, give me a lawn sign.
I feel like there's still other happy feet and sad feet we haven't gotten to. Vince, did you say any before we brought people on?
I did. I mean, happy foot for me was the counter pressing. I had to be a little nerdy one because I figured I wanted you guys to steal all the good goals and Buonga's. Sad Sad was the heir, so like, but Murillo made it right. But I would say that like you gotta, those things can come back. Like they made it, they turned it around tonight, but there's no saying that that wouldn't go sideways another night. So you got to really, and you got to knock those out. And that was the thing that LAFC was so good at last season. If we all remember, like they could get scored on and teams could put a goal in from time to time, but it was rarely LAFC that kind of gave up the goal. And I think they need to really, really get back to that. I think they've gotten back to not giving up big chances per se, but the one thing that they're still waiting on is not the errors, because in that final game of the season, you have errors that lead to penalties, then you have errors that lead to actual goals. So still got to kind of clean that aspect up if you really want to go deep in the playoffs.
Darren, any happy feet or sad feet?
Well, I put those in my notes app and then it didn't sync to my computer, so I can't see them now. But
you said you wanted more tech.
You said you wanted more tech.
Oh, God.
Happy foot, the tech's working great.
Listen, happy foot, the tech worked out. You have no idea how much work went into this.
We got here at 3. Everyone was like, why are you here?
I organized a trip to the California Science Center with my family before the game so that I could be here early enough to do the tech.
This is what we do for you people.
Listen, Happy Foot is at the California Science Center. I got some really important perspective.
On whales.
I saw a huge spaceship. I saw an IMAX 3D presentation about blue whales and the species rebounding from extinction. If you really think about it, let's zoom out a little bit here. The fact that we're able to play soccer at this high level as a species is really important.
Somebody just smoked weed for the first time.
I say, should Travis and I just log off and let Darren go for the next 45 minutes?
Listen, everybody, I have to say.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but this is what I imagined the Joe Rogan
the
show.
Joe Rogan LAFC podcast.
I have a happy foot, which is that I get to enjoy another game with my good friend Darren. Oh, we don't get to do it often because the tech is so complicated.
This is the happiest of feats for me. Both of you, honestly, the joy that this brings me to do this show with both of you is really my happy foot always.
And also, thank you.
Gonna happen on the pitch.
Thank you to everybody who stops us and says hello. It means a lot.
Meet a lot of people at the game today, and that was really awesome.
Vince, just so you know, most people were like, "We hate Vince, though. We really don't like Vince."
Yeah, everyone seems to
two of you guys are
Vince
great.
The fuck off, this
right? Yeah,
show.
Of course.
Yeah. What's really happening is everyone's like, "Oh, you're unhappy for Zeph, but I wish you were Vince." That's cool, though. It's cool.
That's not true. You know, they definitely walked up to you guys and went like this, looked around, and then they're like, "But fuck Vince, right? Like, he's always like saying that like my feelings aren't valid and like everything's gonna be okay. Like, forget that guy, man.
Vince is gonna just like let me hate everything, right?"
Yeah. But I did tweet Dolo out in the middle of us being up 5-2 and it got 0 likes. So I deleted that tweet.
People don't get that we're trolling, okay? We're having some fun.
Ironic. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen. It's a good barometer. You just were like checking it out, seeing what people said.
Yeah, you got to just see what's up. You wouldn't believe the amount of tweets that you haven't seen that we did tweet.
You guys
that we deleted.
You guys didn't see this, but while I was waiting for you guys, like LAFC did a live and it was with Max Bredos and he was down on the pitch. And the amount of people that kept asking, where's Duaneus? I was like, really?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, a lot of people want to know where Duaneus was. I'm sure he's fine.
Which members of the Duaneus family were commenting?
Yeah.
Where's Fufu's cousin?
All their burners came out on that live.
I did meet Renee, who you may recognize from the chat. I finally met him in person tonight. He's the one who you might recognize from the chat saying Dolo out consistently. And he told me in person that if we lost, he would be in the chat saying Dolo out. And I have to say, where you at, buddy?
Where you at, Renee? Dolo in, bitch.
What's going on, buddy? Where you at?
I can't say that word anymore. I'm sorry for saying that word.
This is a gentle podcast. Listen, this was exactly the game they should have played. It's a little frustrating that it didn't mean as much as it could have meant.
It feels so weird. We played such a good game in the playoffs. I mean, that's a real sad foot for me. I know how these sort of things work in other sports. You're like, oh, we got the game on them. But in soccer, to win 5-2, and someone mentioned this in the comments earlier, the goal differential doesn't matter anymore. So, like, yep. The fact that we destroyed them has no, like, we could lose the next game 1-0 and the one after that 1-0 still be up on goal differential and lose the fucking series. So it's just, it's a bizarre thing to feel right now. I'm very thankful that we played as well as we did and that we didn't let those two goals in the second half fuck up our mental game. And we were able to come back in. And I think Vince's point about Murillo is a good one. We were able to roll with the punches, but it doesn't feel as important as it should. And maybe I'll feel differently if we lose next week, but I am hopeful that we don't.
I will say we did go through a lot of trials and tribulations this season, and we had a lot of down moments, but I think we built some resilience that was on display tonight and will be on display in a 3-game series. I remember saying toward one of those last games that like it was, maybe it was the Campeones Cup game. It was just like, this is a very useful experience what we went through this year. Obviously we had a lot of opportunities to win some hardware that didn't happen. I think it's, maybe it's too soon to say, but it's going to serve us well, I believe, in a situation like this. We just went down, they just equalized twice, I think, in this match, and it was nothing to us. Right. We were just like, yeah, whatever, guys. Do whatever you got to do.
And the first time we scored almost immediately again.
Yeah, we were just like, hey, this is laughable that you're trying to win this game. We have this game. And I don't know that we would have been like that if we hadn't gone through all of those tough losses and ridiculous roster issues and thinning out and losing the cups. And look, obviously I would prefer that we don't trade a bunch of other hardware for the MLS Cup, but if that's what it costs, then great. Let's win them now.
Yeah, we LAFC have this. with a chip on their shoulder is not a team you want to play against.
A thick skin and a chip on their shoulder. I mean, good luck, anyone.
Yeah, that's a good point, Vince. No one in this fucking league wants to play us in a playoff match. There's not a single team that wants to match up against.
Again, and that's what I always found so funny. And I don't want to invalidate people's feelings, but when people were like, I just don't think that this team's very good. I guarantee you, there's not a single team in the West that was like, oh, we'd love LAFC. Like they don't want to play LAFC. They really don't. Even Seattle, LAFC coming to Seattle, if that is in fact what happens, it's not going to be, that's not a prize for them. They're like, yeah, we got home field advantage and we get to play LAFC. That's not going to be good for them.
It's true. We should mention, by the way, two braces in this match. I can't remember. Has that happened this season?
This season, yes, but I think they put it out that's the first time that LAFC has done that in a playoff match. Or no, sorry, second time ever that it's happened in a playoff match, because I believe Dio and Carlos scored two goals each in a playoff match against the Galaxy.
And just like we predicted, Ryan Hollingshead and Denny Bouanga are the two players that
Course. As well, just like both of our bet it and forget it's were...
I got Ryan close... He got a yellow. Sorry, go ahead, Vince.
Well, I was just gonna say Ryan is a set piece kind of cheat code, because he's not one of your heavies out there, but he's tall, he can win headers, and obviously we've seen he can finish off second chances. And like I said, set pieces, just see how important set pieces are. And LAFC does need to clean up their set piece defending, though. I mean, that goal that they gave up, that second goal, no one was even close to the Vancouver player. So that it's, again, something to keep your eye on from both sides of the ball.
Both teams are going to be practicing set piece defense over the next week.
Well, I mean, Richie Larea will be practicing his diving and throwing his legs in the air, because he's going to try to get as many set pieces in Vancouver as possible, guaranteed.
Yeah. Hollingshead was a striker in college, I believe.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You were his college roommate, right?
Yeah, we hung out a lot. Yeah. He was going to church a lot, so we didn't see a lot of each other.
Sorry, I can't party at church in the morning.
Yeah. You know what? It ends up being good, because, you know,
he's
got church and then he's ready for practice and I'm hungover. Anyway.
Are we just filling time now? Or are we just
I think
time?
We're good.
Listen, Ryan, I've got improv rehearsal.
Sal asks, are we going to get another Vancouver preview episode?
Wow,
I can't tell you how disappointed I am to tell you yes. We are going to do another Vancouver preview episode, our fourth on the season.
This is bad news to me.
Or is this our fifth on the season?
I'm happy to report, or sad to report, who knows. Vancouver didn't get any more interesting from this match than they have been all season. Still the most boring team we've... there's nothing.
You would think that if we played a team this much, we'd be like, and this is a rivalry building. But it's like, I couldn't give a shit less about the Vancouver Whitecaps. Maybe if they beat us. Maybe if we lose, I'll start caring about it.
I mean, if this was Austin, it'd be like, ooh, Austin. Like, there's like a relationship. That it's crazy that we've played them this many times. Let alone a rivalry. I don't feel like there's any relationship there at all.
We also, we're not that far from Vancouver, and there were maybe 10 Vancouver fans there total. It's an easy flight.
I would say not a great showing of LAFC fans, but definitely a terrible showing from Vancouver. Yeah.
You do have to cross a border. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But like, if you live in Canada, you got global entry. You're going to America all the time.
I was at Campionas Cup. There were a lot of, there's a lot of people just in LA who are fans.
There's that. Yeah, there are a lot of Tigres fans in LA. But...
And there's a lot of Whitecap fans in LA. They travel. Vince, anything you want to leave us with? Because I think we all agree that this has fucking run its course.
I think Whitecaps fans in LA. I think we've done it. I'm just looking forward to that fifth preview episode.
I hope you'll join us.
Yeah,
for
don't look forward to it too much because we're going to bring you in. Because anytime we're lacking substance,
more storylines about Vancouver. Hope we win this game. That's storyline number one. Okay.
It is in the chat who hung out with us at the game tonight.
Thank you to the app I used that told me that the game was an hour later. So I didn't. I thought we had a lot of time. I thought the game started at 6. All right. We love you, Vince. We love you, everyone. We're so excited that we're up 1-0. Next Sunday, we're doing it again up in Vancouver, and we won't talk about tech as much then. We love you. Bye.
I'm happy to talk about tech. If anybody wants to.
No, just Darren, we love you. Say love you, bye. Just say it, love you, bye.
We love you, bye.
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 A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.